While public opinion in European and Arab countries strongly opposes a preemptive American strike against Iraq, U.S. public opinion is firmly in support, and that's good news for the Bush administration as it contemplates military action. But as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, it's not clear how long that support will last or how much it will count in President Bush's decision-making.
General Norman Schwarzkopf knows a thing or two about leading a military strike against Iraq. Schwarzkopf was the U.S. commander in charge during the Gulf War. This time around, he's worried that the Iraqis are good soldiers with good equipment. And he knows this time around the U.S. might not have its allies to back it up. Still, Schwarzkopf said this weekend on NBC's Meet the Press he has another concern that trumps all the others.
The single most important thing if our troops go to war is to have the support of their own country. I've been to war several times, sometimes without the support of the nation and other times with the support of the nation, and it makes all the difference in the world to those men and women on the ground that they have unequivocal full support of the American people when they go to war.
The Bush administration says it will have that support. Dan Bartlett, the new White House communications director, says the president hasn't outright asked Americans for their backing because he hasn't yet made up his own mind what path to take. Bartlett told the ABC program this week that if the president decides to go forward,
he will do so in a way that will clearly be articulated to the American people. And you'll find because of the abysmal record of Saddam Hussein and the threat that he causes in the region and to us as well, that we will have support.
So far, the polls seem to bear that theory out. The latest national survey, a Washington Post ABC News poll last week, found that 69% of Americans support military action to force Saddam Hussein from power. That number has held fairly steady since the start of the year. But it starts to break down if U.S. allies oppose military action. In that scenario, support drops by 15%, and 54% of Americans would be on board. If ground troops were involved, and that caused a significant number of U.S. casualties, a majority, 51%, would oppose a military strike. Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, says that reflects how much work the president still has to do.
He has to give some sense to the public of the risks of doing this. What are the potential for casualties? How long a course are we in for? And why are we doing this? What are the rewards? Why must this be done? So he has a good deal more communicating to do about the risks and rewards of taking on Saddam Hussein.
At the same time, Kohut cautions, the Bush administration can't dwell too long on making the case for Iraq. The reason, Kohut says, has everything to do with the midterm elections in November.
I think there's a real risk for the Bush administration if they seem too focused on foreign affairs or terrorism alone without also dealing with the economy and domestic concerns, that the public will think the president is not trying hard enough and the Republicans are not trying hard enough on the domestic side, which was, of course, the problem that brought down President Bush the first.
There's another history lesson the current Bush administration is unlikely to wish to repeat: Vietnam. Many analysts say one of the key things the U.S. learned from that conflict is the importance of public support in waging a successful war. It's a lesson Secretary of State Colin Powell learned during his two tours in Vietnam. The experience helped him articulate a set of rules for combat now summed up as the Powell Doctrine. Commit troops only to clear-cut tasks. Go in with overwhelming force, and only with the support of Congress and the American public. The Powell Doctrine prevailed during the Gulf War a decade ago. Whether it will this time, if the U.S. invades Iraq, is for the president and possibly Congress to decide. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The time is 19 minutes past the hour. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, a Chinese girl migrates from the farm to a factory boomtown.
This was my only escape from the poverty of the countryside. I'm taking sewing classes at the moment, so that one day soon, I can operate the machines here and increase my salary even more.